What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Let's bring in Dave Fleming into this conversation. Dave is brought to you by Rafael Lumber and Building Supply, serving contractors, homeowners, and the community in Marin for over 50 years. Visit their showroom today, and he joins us on the River Islands guest line. Dave, good morning. Let's just bring you into that conversation right now. We were talking about Willy Adames, obviously a big hit yesterday, big RBI, big win for the Giants, 3-2, going for the sweep today against the Kansas City Royals. But in regards to his early season struggles overall, Willy Adames, are you surprised at all? There hasn't been much criticism either from the fan base, from the media, anything. Is it just because the team's winning overall and they're being patient and saying, you know what, we're 29-20 and he hasn't even gotten going yet, so this team could get even better. Is that kind of how the feeling is around Willy Adames?
Well, I mean, if you're just asking my personal opinion, I do think that if the record were flipped, it'd be, you know, you'd be hearing a lot more grumbling from Giants fans because he has struggled and he knows he's struggled. So when you do, I mean, I agree with you. When you do bring in an outside guy, you hire somebody from the outside to a big contract and bring him in. There is expectation and there isn't that equity built up. If they were 20-29, you know, he'd be taking some heat right now for sure. So I think that's true. But I do think Giants fans are savvy enough to see the stuff that you guys are talking about. He is a ultimate teammate. I mean, no matter whether he's 4-for-4 or 0-for-4 with 4 strikeouts, he's rooting for his teammates. He's the first guy out of the dugout when somebody hits a home run. He's the first guy out on the field when they have a walk-off win. He has a smile on his face. He cares about winning above all else. That's one of the main reasons why the Giants signed him. So I think Giants fans do appreciate that, and they have already picked up on that with him. But make no mistake, like, ultimately, he does have to perform at a higher level, and the Giants need that from him. I'm not just talking about from a PR standpoint. The Giants want to get where they think they can go this year. They need a lot more from Willie, and last night's swing was a very good sign.
Yeah, and I agree with you. Against lefties, he hasn't been producing, but that is not exclusive to him in this particular lineup. And, you know, I think the casual opinion is like, well, you know, Oracle Park is harder to hit in than Miller. But I'm looking at the splits, and it's like, actually, he's hit a heck of a lot better at home than he has on the road. What would you, like, as you've watched him offensively, just in general, what would you say is kind of the bugaboo currently for him?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, I mean, that's hard to say. It's a little worrisome. You look at his Baseball Savant page and there's a lot of blue. The good stuff is red. The bad stuff is blue. The bat speed hasn't been great. The barrel rate hasn't been great. The hard hit rate has not been great. I mean, I think for him, when I think of him as a player, hit the ball hard. And I think there's been way too much. This is not just him. Way too much sort of lunging pop-ups. Like, tone it down and focus on just barreling the ball up. And the home runs will come. And I don't know if he's pressing to hit home runs or what it is. But, that to me is for so many of these Giants hitters, especially these home games, is very frustrating to watch. Pop-ups in this ballpark, like you got no chance. If you have to smoke a ball in the air to get something good here, and like medium contact fly balls in this park are no good, period, no good. And so I just think that for him and for so many Giants, the focus on playing to your strengths here. Now the Giants have won a lot of games at home. They pitched beautifully here, and last night was another example of finding a way to win a game at home. But that, to me, for him and for a lot of these Giants hitters, is a formula for more success than they've been having.
Yeah, I think your point about some of the like situational hitting issues. This is why I've actually been very impressed watching Bob Melvin. And I know you were doing the PGA over the weekend, but case in point, Bailey gets a big hit up the middle. They score a run. Now Bailey's at first base. And they bunt it over. What's the second baseman's name who was filling in for Fitzgerald? He bunts over Bailey to second base. And then Ramos, big base hit to knock in Bailey. Like, that small ball execution in a tight game where you're trying to, claw back into it, I just appreciate it. I don't think this organization would have done that a year or 2 years ago or 3 years ago. Is that Bob Melvin evolving to the talent that he has? Or is that the organizational philosophy shifting to trying to generate more runs the old-fashioned way?
It's probably both, but I think Bob is freed up. Not that he wasn't. I mean, Bob got hired by Farhan and the previous, quote, regime, mostly just Farhan we're talking about. And Bob, he wouldn't say bad things about Farhan. They got along very well. They had worked together in Oakland. And Farhan wasn't the kind of guy who was going down there after every game and harping. You know, some of these GMs are just relentless with how they, you know, they're right in their manager's faces at the end of a game that didn't go well with, you know, and they're getting grilled about all the stuff. Farhan was not like that. You know, he had a good personal touch, I think, with Bob and with Gabe and with Bochy. So I just don't want to overstate that, but I do believe that Bob is freed up this year to just whatever you think is best to win a game, go do that. And there isn't like a bunch of discussions about overall, you know, strategy and we don't want to do this. We do want to, I think it's mostly like, hey, once the game starts, manage the game to win the game. And I'm with you about Bob. I think Bob has done an excellent job with this team. And the number one thing that I think he deserves a ton of credit for, the Giants bullpen, look, the starters, Logan Webb's been awesome, but the starters other than Logan have been, you know, Robbie Ray now is on a great run.
Absolutely.
But he started the year a little inconsistent. Verlander has pitched much better than no wins would indicate, but still, you know, it's not been dominant every time from Verlander. Obviously Hicks had his struggles. He's lost his spot because of those struggles. And you know, Landon Roop has been a young guy and kind of up and down the last time way up. And I'm very bullish on Landon Roop, but the Giants are like 10th in the National League in starters ERA, something like that, like way lower than what they believe the starters should be, a main strength of this team. And yet the only reason I'm rattling all that stuff off is they're like 25th in bullpen innings pitched. Bob has managed to keep everybody fresh. He has not overworked those guys. He has found ways to get everybody involved, even in higher leverage situations. He's used his long guys beautifully. And so here we are, having gone through, you know, a bunch of the season and also having gone through some real tough schedule stretches. And the Giants bullpen is in great shape in terms of usage. Like they've been effective. And they have not been burned out. And you're watching what's going on down in Southern California with the Dodgers, where their bullpen is just torched already. And, you know, some of that isn't on Dave Roberts. Some of that is just bad injury luck. But I just want to highlight what I think has been a great job by Bob in managing that pitching staff. The Giants are set up so well for the full long haul of the summertime because of the way this season has started.
And they're 29-20 on the season right now after a 3-2 win over the Kansas City Royals. Talking to Dave Fleming here on the River Islands guest line, voice of the San Francisco Giants and our 95.7 The Game Giants insider. And a guy that pitched well yesterday, who's got his start, a spot back in the rotation, I should say, is Hayden Birdsong. What'd you make of Hayden Birdsong yesterday, Dave? And going forward here, the high cheese, the stuff looks good, and the confidence of this young guy going forward. Because last year, you saw it. You saw the flashes of what could be with Hayden Birdsong. He was a young player, though. The league adjusts, and he kind of fell apart, him and Harrison together towards the end. Now Harrison back in the bullpen, but Hayden Birdsong taking the spot of Hicks, if you will. And can he run away with it now?
Yeah, I'll start with the good. Like, this is a 23-year-old guy who was a reliever in college, has been a starter as a pro, every year as a pro, and has been a reliever for 11 games and almost two full months of this season. And the Giants give him the ball for his first start of the year, and he goes 80 pitches in five innings and doesn't give up an earned run. Like, he's 23 years old. That is really impressive. I think the number of young guys who could do what he did last night in the game is very small, just in terms of handling that workload, going out there and saying, I'm going to get through this and start the buildup right now. I think almost every other organization and every other young pitcher that I can think of making that transition last night would have gone three innings, four innings, 60 pitches, maybe 65 pitches. And Hayden Birdsong went five and didn't give up an earned run. That is super impressive just in terms of mindset and approach and what this guy's all about. I'm very, very high on his potential. Now, here's what has to get better. Even last night, the fastball is just still spraying around too much. And against a really good offensive team, and let's just be honest, the Royals are not that. The Royals are a very good team. They're hard to beat. They're a lot like the Giants. Winning a game against the Royals is not easy, but this is not a powerful, potent offensive team. Against one of those, you're going to get burned by the lack of fastball command. So he still has to tighten that up to reach his ultimate ceiling, which is very high. Like, this guy can be one of the best starters in the league, but he needs more refinement. He can succeed until then, but to take that next step, that's what he needs. And I think he's going to get there. I mean, I'm really high on this guy's talent and mentality and everything about him. I really like Birdsong a lot. He should be a big part of this team's future.
I love Birdsong, and I'm totally with you. The command is paramount. I mean, look at Jordan Hicks the night before, where you fall behind 2-0, 3-1, you're going to have to get it in, and these guys are going to hit anything that's grooved in. That's just, I don't care if you throw 150 miles an hour, these guys can hit it. You know, the high price guys on this team, Chapman, Adamas, they're kind of struggling. Jungho Lee's cooled off a little. But it feels like all the guys we've been trying to get rid of for the last couple of years, you know, at least the fans, Yaz, balling right now. Wilmer Flores, where would this team be without Wilmer Flores? Tyler Fitzgerald's been awesome, been freaking awesome. And then Elliot Ramos has been awesome this year. Who's the most surprising for you of those four guys to get off to the start that they have in these first 2 months? Is it Ramos? Is it Fitz? Is it Willie? Or is it Yaz?
Well, I think Wilmer leading the big leagues in RBIs going into last night's game, that's kind of hard to wrap your mind around. So to me, not that I didn't have faith in Wilmer Flores, but I just really thought, you know, even if he's healthy at the start of the year, the body had started to break down last year. I just didn't know, can this guy still handle the full workload? And I know he's DHing, but he's been in there almost every single day, and he continues to have, I know the grand slam and the 3-home run game was awesome. The at bat he had against Mason Miller, I would save that at bat and watch that over 50 years from now. I mean, that to me was as good of a clutch pressure moment as I can ever remember. Mason Miller's stuff is ridiculously nasty. And Wilmer, to me, that's just one of the best at-bats I can ever remember against a guy with stuff like that. And so, I guess I'm going to say Wilmer. Not that I don't believe it. I mean, Wilmer's just the ultimate pro. But what he's doing for this team right now is pretty amazing.
Dave, we're talking about the Royals here, obviously. And you always see it, right? Whenever two certain teams go at it, you think of the past. 11 years ago, God, I can't believe it's 11 years ago.
I see Salvador Perez, all I think of is I would have sent Gordon right on the play before.
That's exactly what we're talking about.
And Pablo fell into the ground.
Right? It's that whole Game 7, Mad Bum coming out there, everything. Salvador Perez is the only guy remaining, right? I think is there anyone else from either team from those squads that are in the bigs? I think it's just Salvador Perez. I could be mistaken, but do you still, whenever you see the Royals, Dave, you just go back to Game 7 and that whole World Series and the craziness that was Madison Bumgarner and the Alex Gordon play?
Yeah, I mean, I do. I still think of, and it's not just that play or even that game. That whole series was nuts.
Game 6 was nuts.
The double play, Dave. I mean, there's so many moments.
You know, that double play, I think I said it during the Crawford ceremony we had at the ballpark. I hosted the thing on the field, and that double play was the first replay review in World Series history.
Was it?
It was. That double play, that was the first year that we had the replay for the World Series, and we didn't have a review the whole series until then. So that was the first use of replay review in World Series history, and it turned into, you know, an iconic play for the Giants. I do have great memories of that, and you know, I'm happy for the Royals that they got theirs the next year, because that was a great Royals team. Great Royals team. Mm-hmm. But what a triumph for the Giants to go in there and do what they did, and for Bumgarner. But, you know, it's not just, you know, Bumgarner gives so much of the credit. You look back at that series, Pablo was excellent. Hunter Pence had a great series. Buster, again, caught every inning of every game of that postseason, was as worn out as I've ever seen a player at the end of that, and still helped navigate through those late innings with Bum. There were the double play defense, Michael Morse with all the big hits. Michael Morse drove in the winning run in Game 7 with that little opposite field. You know, you think of Michael Morse as like a yuck-a-doo, I'm swinging for 500 feet every time. He poked one into right field. That was the difference in that game, Game 7. That was the winner. So there were lots of Giants heroes on that team, and I do find it really fun And we're going to Detroit on this next road trip, and we'll sit in the same booth that we did to call those games in 2012. That is a cool part of having championship history, is facing those teams and having those memories.
I mean, that ball in Detroit that hit the line that they reviewed. Remember that, the home run? Like, just, there's so many moments. It's just scoring in extras. Gosh, there's so many great memories. Dave, I'm watching these Royals right now, and the kid Bobby Witt just looks, I mean, he's unreal. He's just everything you're looking for in a prototype franchise player. Speed, athleticism, the arm, the range. Obviously, the bat is dynamic. And now I'm thinking about Bryce Eldridge. I mean, what's the feeling you got right now? Are we still a couple months away? Do you think we get a look at him at any point this year? Well, what do you think? I see these highlights from him down under, and he's in Double A right now. And I wonder how far away you really think he is.
I think that there's a chance he could be a September call up, but otherwise I think this year he's going to have a development year. I think the Giants really, like, one thing about Buster that's become very obvious is when he says it, he means it. Like, he has backed up his words with action big time already. And when Buster came out and said, look, we want players to prove themselves and have time to refine their, we do not want to rush player development, I think he really meant it. And so I'm with you, Bryce. When you watch him, it's very exciting. Like, he looks like that guy is going to belong. First of all, physically, he's just unlike almost anything the Giants have ever had. He's just so physically talented and strong, and the power is just immense. But you also get a sense of, like, the calmness. Like, watching him is, you can really dream about, man, this guy's got a chance to be a franchise leader for the Giants. So that's very exciting. But he still needs, he has to be, I don't know which word to choose. Like, the defense has to be more than just sort of bottom line competent. He's got to become a better defensive first baseman. You can imagine the style of games that the Giants are playing. You know, a ball that gets scooped at first from, you know, Matt Chapman makes a spectacular play and throws off balance, and you need a pick over at first. And if that play doesn't get made when it's your rookie first baseman, you know, the way he feels the pressure that puts on him, it might cost. He's got to get better over there. So he needs more reps. He needs more at bats. You just have to have more high level at bats to be totally ready for this. So I don't want to throw cold water on it, but I think it's still a development year for him. And next year is the first year realistically. Now, stuff changes. I reserve the right to change my opinion on that. But my guess is he's going to be down there for the rest of the year. And it's a huge story for the Giants just to get him those reps. I'm glad you brought up Bobby Witt, though, because I do want to say, I don't know what you guys thought, but on the post game last night, the play where they threw him out trying to steal.
Thank you.
You know, this guy, you pull up the StatCast leaderboard, number one sprint speed score of everybody in baseball. Number one. Fastest guy in baseball, Bobby Witt Jr. Number one. Think of all the fast guys out there. He's faster than all of them. He's also got more steals than anybody. That's a one-run game against a guy, Camilo Doval, who last year was helpless. It didn't matter whether your sprint speed score was number one or number 101, you were running against Camilo. And the improvement that he has made in giving Bailey a chance and holding runners and slide stepping and handling those kinds of situations, fielding his own position. Heck, even the play where Witt hit the ball so poorly against him, he gets the hit. Camilo got his rear end over there as fast as he could and made it a close play. Like, they almost got him, which is hard to do. I can't overstate how blown away I am by how much better he's gotten at that little stuff, which was really derailing his career last year for all of his ability. And he's cleaned it up. And last night was you cannot have a more dramatic setup than that. Fastest guy in the game, maybe best base stealer in the game, one run game, you know, he's going, and he gives his catcher, who's got that great ability, a chance to get him out, and you get him out and win the game by a run. Like, to me, that is big league baseball at its absolute best. And I was so thrilled to watch that from everybody involved. I thought that was just awesome.
Yeah. And I mean, he's dynamic, but for Willie to stay in there, you know, hovered over the bag and leave the glove, you know, late, not bring it forward and let that ball travel. It's just there's an art to how he receives a tag. Willie's really good at that. Last one, though, Dave, like we've got 2 months on this team. All right. And I hear your point about first base and defense. Pasquatch threw one into left field last night, which, you know, you saw the small stuff does matter in these tight games. First base has been a hole for them offensively. I think Lamont Wade brings stuff to the table. For you, what is the number one need of this team as we start to get into the dog days of summer and we start to think about what they could be looking for at the trade deadline? Where would you start?
Well, the number one need is clearly offense. You know, this team needs some help offensively. They do. And that can come internally. That can come from Lamont being the best version of himself. That can come from Patrick Bailey getting back to the hitter that we saw for a lot of the early parts of his career. That doesn't have to come from the outside, but they do have to be a better offensive team to really accomplish what they think they can. There are only a certain number, you know, Ramos is going to be your left fielder. Lee's going to be your center fielder. Bailey's going to be the primary catcher. Chapman, Adamas, those spots are locked down. So you look around you, there aren't that many spots where the Giants can upgrade. They need, you know, to me, the lineup is not balanced in terms of left-handed hitters, but, you know, there's this odd thing going where they're not hitting lefties at all. So, I mean, I would have said at the start of the year, gosh, they need one more left-handed bat. They really do. But right now, they're getting dominated by lefties. So maybe I change my mind on that as we go along. But the Giants are equipped with pitching depth to be a really good pitching team. I guess you can never have enough pitching, but they've got a lot of quality pitching right now. They need a little more offense.
Hey, Dave, really appreciate it. Great stuff. Giants, 9 games over .500 going for the sweep today against the Kansas City Royals. By the way, I found the only other player remaining in the league right now from those 2014 squads, Salvador Perez, only one from the Royals side in 2014. Hunter Strickland still playing.
Oh, my goodness.
He was a rookie that year in 2014.
Breaking his arm on wall somewhere in the big somewhere.
There you go. Well, Matt Duffy was still in the league, but that was last year. He's not there
he
right now
this
year. He was
on the Royals recently.
Yeah, he was. Wow. He was 2 years ago he was. So Hunter Strickland's still
good
around
call.
There, Dave.
Good
there
call. Go. Yeah, he's bouncing around. Wow. Good old Hunter Strickland.
He's an angel. Don't sleep on the Angels.
Go get that ball out of the water. I mean, that's what I think of when I think of him.
There you go. Hey, Dave, we appreciate it, man.
I'll see
you. Good to talk to you guys. Talk to you soon.
There he goes. That's Dave Fleming, and it's brought to you by Rafael Lumber and Building Supplies, serving contractors, homeowners, and the community of Marin for over 50 years. Visit their showroom today. Hunter.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.